Old Central Victoria, the home, of course, of the Wake Up Call with Gregson and Elise, back tomorrow from 5:30. It is the perfect way to start the day. 12 past 5, let's talk some fishing.
It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World, Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
And the man who knows everything about fishing and more is Shane Stevens. G'day, Shane.
G'day, Daniel. I don't think I'm a wealth of knowledge at all, mate.
Oh, look, Wikipedia and Google's great, isn't it?
Google is absolutely fantastic. You can Google anything you need to know.
But I tell you what, nothing beats local knowledge, though.
Time and experience, I think, outbeats certainly Google for sure, Daniel.
Well, let's talk about something that you may know then.
All right,
let's go with fishing. 4x4 show this weekend. I'm sure it'll be an exciting time and dreams to be had.
Absolutely. So that, for all those enthusiasts of obviously 4x4, it's also fishing and boating and all things to do with the great outdoors. So there's lots of camping gear and all those sorts of things. Plenty of stalls and plenty of information to be sought down at the National 4x4 Fishing and Boating Show, which is to be held at the Melbourne Showgrounds. That starts tomorrow and finishes Sunday. So go down there and you can have a look at all the new great ideas that are out there and then come back home and support your local your tackle shops and your boating and your camping places here in the Central Victoria. I want you to find out all the info.
Exactly right. Max out the credit card.
Absolutely. If it's not already maxed out.
Well, is that the voice of experience saying that?
No, that might be the other half.
Fair enough. Hey, it's also the opening of the trout season, I understand.
Yeah, so in a couple of weeks on the Saturday, the 1st of September, we've got the opening of the trout season in Victoria. So all throughout the winter months, the rivers throughout Victoria are all closed to trout fishing. So this allows the trout to spawn naturally, so they do their breeding cycle. But then on the 1st of September, it's game on. So and here in Ballarat, we have the Trout Fishing Festival here on Lake Wendouree. We have lots of stalls, workshops, heaps of things for the kids to do, and that's a great place for people to actually come and start and actually get into fishing itself. So Lake Wendouree, Saturday the 1st of September, and that's to be held around Pipers, which is around the gardens end of Lake Wendouree, and it's all free. That's a big one, and kids all get show bags. They can release trout into Lake Wendouree. They can have the opportunity to catch a fish out of Lake Wendouree as well. So if the parents can pop that in their diary, certainly one to look forward to.
That is the 1st of September. And just finally, Shane, a bit of a fishing report if anyone's game enough to go out this weekend.
Look, the weather's not too bad, Daniel, so I reckon we can certainly look forward to a bit of fishing. But those who want to hop in the car and go for a little bit of a drive to chase the big green fish, so the Murray cod, on the Darling River up at Pooncarry, there's quite a few Murray cod being caught on surface lures and also spinnerbaits. A good mate of mine, Brian Hughes, used to live in Mirabar. He's been up there last weekend, caught plenty of fish. But also those guys that like to chase trout around the Central Victoria region. Tullaroop Reservoir, nice rainbow trout, up to 6 pounds being caught on lures and flies. And here in Ballarat, Lake Wendouree, there was certainly some lovely fish, lovely brown trout caught last Sunday. Our club, the Ballarat Fly Fishers Club, had a competition and there was a couple of fish, 56 and 59 centimetres, that were caught and released, so they're still back in there. And those fish are up around 4 to 5 pounds, so that's certainly another place to look at over the weekend. But it's just about getting into that springtime where everyone would be getting very enthused about heading out and hitting the water.
Sounds like a great plan. Shane Stevens, really appreciate your time.
Cheers, Daniel.